Grace, peace, and blessings to each of you tonight. Blessings and glory be unto our God. We are so honored to be on with you tonight for our prophetic prayer partnership. God is going to bless us, and I want you to buckle in as we are continuing to pursue our prayer goals and trusting that God's word will be manifested and he will bring his word to pass expeditiously in our lives. There is nothing that can stop the word of the Lord from coming to pass once it has been decreed and once it has been declared. So lift up your heads tonight, feast your eyes, and place them upon where your help comes from. The presence of the Lord is with us, the presence of the Lord surrounds us, the presence of the Lord within us. Thank God for his presence. Well, here we are on this another Monday night, our prophetic prayer partnership. And so many of you are dialing in, you're coming on in. Zoom platform is starting to fill up. We're grateful to the Lord for all of the saints of God on our conference line, as well as our Zoom platform. We bless and greet each of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are trusting and we are believing that as we are going forward throughout the month of February, you are gaining all of the strength that you need, as well as the insight to navigate through rough spaces, navigating through tough spaces, most of all, navigating through dark spaces. There are so many elements to darkness that we do not often talk about because it is not very popular for us to admit that we experience dark spaces. I want to begin to share with you tonight how normal it is to go through dark spaces. I know that a lot of the times we have been ostracized for even encountering dark spaces or admitting that we are in a dark space. We face great scrutiny, we face great ostracism, and the truth of the matter is that it's not very Christian-like, if you will, to admit that you're going through a dark space or are in a dark space entertaining dark thoughts. But I want to share with you that there is a normalcy to darkness that accompanies and is attached to humanity. You cannot be human. You cannot be in this earth experiencing and journeying through this life and not encounter dark spaces. Why is that? Because ultimately, we will face disappointment. Ultimately, we will face discouragement. And a lot of the times, those things compiled and compounded together will cause us to enter into dark spaces of depression, dark spaces of despair. You can be doing the will of the Lord, you can be doing the right thing and experience great discouragement. You know, something as simple as thinking about how other people who do not follow the right path or who do not do good or do well or even seek to do right, not only before the Lord, but before fellow humanity, how they can seemingly prosper over those who are doing the right thing. It can be very discouraging and it can cause you to be driven into a dark space. I want to tell you, the anointing does not have you evade or avoid dark spaces. In fact, the more anointed you are, the more probable it is for you to experience darkness. Darkness seeks to cloud, to fog, and to create this overwhelming presence within the mind to keep you from believing, to keep you from hoping, to keep you from trusting, to keep you filled with fear, filled with doubt, and absent of faith. That's the key element to darkness. That is the job of darkness, to keep you from seeing the light of hope, to keep you from believing in probable outcomes positive outcomes, positive results. And so discouragement has the tendency to rest upon us all. I believe I have some witnesses that are listening to me already that you have encountered discouragement just in the first few weeks of 2025. And it is hard, it is difficult to navigate when you are dealing with tough moments. Well, let's look at the prophet Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah experienced a dark space where he was ready to renounce his ministry. He was ready to tell God, "I don't want to preach. I don't want to serve anymore." Sometimes the impact of discouragement will even have you charging God foolishly. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to the point where you looked at your life or you looked at things that were going on, and then you said to God, "How could you allow this to happen to me?" How many times have we asked that rhetorical question, "How can bad things happen to good people? I mind my business. I try not to bother anybody. How can these things befall me?" It was Job who even said that the thing I feared the most, when he was looking at all of the things that were happening, he said, "The thing I feared the most has come upon me." Jeremiah is dealing with a heavy time. He's dealing with a time where he is prophesying, he is doing the will of God, but then all of a sudden, he's under attack. He's under attack, attacks of jealousy, attacks of envy. And these things are happening to him because he is successful, because he is a light bearer, because he is carrying out the plan and the will of God. Now here come the attacks. The result of the attack has left Jeremiah severely beaten, scrutinized, and he is being placed in stocks in the middle of the town where most of the population travels throughout this area. So he's humiliated. He is stripped naked. He is bleeding. His wounds are open. And this is a prophet. This is a man of God. And sometimes when you're going through life's variables, it'll have you really questioning whether or not it's worth being saved, whether or not it's worth being a child of God. If being a child of God gets me all of this, what's the point? Sometimes we get there, and I don't know if you've ever been there listening to me tonight. Maybe those of you that are on the conference line, I don't know. Maybe those of you on the Zoom platform, I don't know. Maybe you've never been there. Maybe you've not lived long enough to experience that type of darkness. But I want to tell you that these random thoughts of darkness can be just as normal as the sun rising in the morning. Everybody is not always on cloud nine. Everybody is not always with the grace and peace. Everybody is not always in the praise the Lord of the moment. There are times where we, who are the people of God, experience darkness, and that darkness can be overwhelming. That darkness can be burdensome. That darkness that creeps into the mind can literally take you to a place, a point that feels like no return, a boiling point, a breaking point. It seeks to sever, it seeks to separate, and it seeks to divide. Divide you not only from the presence of the Lord, but more so in detail, divide you and separate you from the faith. From the faith that says, although I'm going through this now, God is yet able. You know, there's something that you have to really begin to ingest and digest in your spirit, that although the hard afflictions that we must go through often take us by surprise, often seem unmerited and unwarranted. I don't know if I did anything to deserve this. I start to go through the laundry list and question whether or not my moves, my words, my actions have actually warranted this type of consequence, this type of repercussion. And then you begin to hear the word of the Lord to come to you that your hard time is not a time of punishment. Your hard time is not even a time of consequence. Your hard time is a time of testing, a time that requires you to navigate, a time that requires you to travel, a time that requires you to strategize, a time that requires you to compartmentalize, a time that is testing and bringing another level of life out of you. You didn't go through because you messed up. You didn't go through, or you're not going through because you made a bad choice. You're not always going through because of sin. Sometimes we're just going through things as a part of a normal process of evolution and elevation. Say those two words with me tonight. Evolution, elevation. Come on, say those words with me one more time. Evolution, elevation. Those two words are indicative to explain the reasoning behind your walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Whenever you leave from one level to go into the next, although it is a triumphant entry, it can also be painful. Victory can be painful. Triumph can be painful. To conquer can be painful. To go to another level, to evolve into a new you, can be painful. It is the shedding of old skin. It is the shedding of old behaviors. It is the shedding of old thoughts, old connections. It is the shedding, and shedding can be painful. But sisters and brothers, it is bringing us into a new place. It is bringing us into a new space. It is calling us into the greater. There are about 110 of us connected to this conference line, between the conference line and the Zoom platform tonight. And I am so confident that this word has come for the majority of you that are listening to me. I don't want you to get stuck in the dark. I don't want you to get stuck in the dark, weeping and wondering what it is that you did wrong to land in this space. I want you to understand that if you have landed in a dark space, it is because you are fully equipped to navigate out of it. You are fully equipped to get up and to recover from it. You are fully equipped to pull yourself through it. Though many be the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord delivers out of them all. God is watching over his word to perform his word. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He mends the heart. He regulates the mind. He is the way out. He's the way out of the darkness. I want you to embrace this tonight. I want you to accept this tonight. I want you to dry your weeping eyes tonight. And I want you to begin to be encouraged tonight to know that every space that you land in from time to time, though it be dark, it is not dark enough to bury you. It is not dark enough to suffocate you. It is not dark enough to remove you from destiny. It is not dark enough. No, it is not. You have what it takes within you to beat the darkness. I want you to declare that over yourself right now. I have what it takes to beat the darkness. Come on, declare that over yourself. Come on, conference line. Come on, Zoomers. Start to declare that over yourself. I have what it takes to beat the darkness. I have what it takes to beat the darkness. My dark thoughts will not beat me. My dark perspectives will not beat me. My dark narratives will not beat me. I have what it takes to beat the darkness. I have what it takes to beat the darkness. I will not remain here. I will not stay here. I will not die here. I will recover. I will recover. I will rise from this. I will recuperate from this. And although it looks like I'm standing in ruin and my life appears to be in desolation, I am determined to rise from this. I want you to hear me tonight, because the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He does his loudest talking in the dark. Oh my God. He does his loudest talking in the dark. And the reason why he is doing, glory to God, the loudest talking in the dark is because he knows that once you turn the light on, you will quickly discover that he is not as powerful as he appeared to be in the dark. He is not as strong as he appeared to be in the dark. In fact, your situation is not as big or as massive as it appeared to be in the dark. You got what it takes to beat the darkness. You're going to navigate through these dark spaces. You're going to navigate. And guess what? When you come out of this dark space that you are in right now, somewhere down the line, there's another dark space that's going to be waiting for you. There's something else that's going to be waiting to seemingly put your lights out. But I want to share with you, I don't care what dark space you enter, you got what it takes to beat the darkness. That is the objective. That is the narrative. That is the story that we have to attach to our everyday living. This is not, sisters and brothers, your end. This may be the close of a chapter, but it is not the end of your story. It is not the end of your book. You can close the chapter without closing the book. I want you to know your story continues. Your story is filled with testimony. Your story is filled with overcoming. Your story is filled with conquering. Your story is filled with survival. Your story is filled with thriving. Your story has so much content. It has so much to it. It can't end now. It can't end now. My God, it's a cliffhanger, but it can't end now. God has so much more for you. So navigate through this. Survive this. Push yourself, pull yourself, whatever you got to do, get through this. Get through this time. Get through this heaviness, these light afflictions, which are only but for a moment. Work for a far more exceeding weight of glory. When you see what is coming out of your story, I want you to get through this. I want you to get through this. When you see what you're going to be able to declare and decree coming out of this season, I want you to get through this. I want you to get through these dark spaces, and I want you to be able to talk yourself through it. Sometimes it can be very hard when you're looking at the details of your life and what it is that you're going through, and then turn around and look at the faces of others and hear the disparity in their tones as they're observing your life and they're observing what it is you're going through. And sometimes they get all sad and downhearted, and it kind of weighs heavily on you. You're trying to figure out whether or not they're going through it or you're going through it. I want you to know that despite even the reactions that you are experiencing from loved ones around you, from people who care about you, regardless of all of that, you have what it takes to beat the darkness. You are filled with hope. You are filled with prophecy. You are filled with promise. I want you to hear me. You are filled with hope. You are filled with prophecy. You are filled with promise. I got one more time to tell you this because I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this tonight. You are filled with hope. You are filled with prophecy. You are filled with promise. The promises of the Lord are yea, and they are amen. In Him, there is no failure. He will not deny to perform His word, He's going to rush to perform it. He's going to bring his word to pass in your life. You are filled with it. You are filled with hope, prophecy, and promise. That's why you keep surviving. That's why you keep waking up each morning. That's why you keep overcoming throughout your day. That's why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hope, prophecy, and promise live inside of you. God has not made an empty promise to you. He has not lied to you. He will bring His word to pass. Hold your head up. Hold your head up and be encouraged. Hold your head up and begin to affirm these things in your spirit each and every day until strength comes. Hold your head up and begin to affirm and confirm these things within your spirit until the light turns on and all darkness becomes offended. My job in this next season is to offend the darkness. Darkness, you cannot remain. In fact, darkness, you will not remain. I have the word of the Lord over my life, and his word is good. It is acceptable and it is perfect. I'm excited about your future, sisters and brothers. I'm excited about what God will do. I'm excited about how God will move. I'm excited for what is to come. I trust that what is to come will be greater than what has been. Are you ready? Are you ready to turn the light on? Are you ready to come back from the dark? Are you ready to stop canceling yourself and canceling your ministry and canceling your assignment and canceling your ventures and canceling your pursuits and canceling your goals? Are you ready to stop canceling your days? Are you ready to stop canceling your life? Are you ready to embrace all that God has for you? This is the time. The possibilities are endless. This is a grand time for you. It is a grand moment for you. Stop canceling. Only the darkness wants you to cancel. Only the darkness wants you to forfeit. Only the darkness will convince you that it's not for you. Just pass it along to someone else. But we're tired of that. We're tired of passing along what God says is ours. We're going to have everything God said we were to have. We're going to live and we're going to be healthy so that we can enjoy the acquisition. God's word will come. You navigate through this. You navigate till you get up. You navigate until you come out. You figure this thing out. You keep walking until you get out of there because this is not your end. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I know we're supposed to go into prayer right through here, but I would that we would just begin to worship the Lord just off of what we've heard just then and there. I think we need to just give God some worship right now. We just need to worship his name. We just need to go ahead and praise him. Oh, we just need to honor him. We need to bless him. Come on. Yes. You give him the glory. You give him the glory. And I know that many of you are under the pressure. You've been under great pressure, great amounts of pressure. And I'm telling you, it feels like the walls are collapsing in on you. But I want to tell you what, you need to praise God now. You need to give him glory now because you're going to make it through the darkness. Yes, you are. You're going to make it out of this. You're going to get up from this. This heaviness is dropping off of you tonight. I feel it in the prophetic. I feel a heavy weight is dropping off of you tonight. Things are looking up. Did you hear what I said? Strength is coming back and things are looking up. Strength is coming back and things are looking up. Come on and give him glory now. Come on and give him honor now. Come on and bless him now. Yes, things are looking up. Hallelujah. And the heaviness is falling off. It's falling off of us. And we are praising God. And we are, hallelujah, we are praising God. You are filled with hope. You are filled with prophecy. You are filled with the promises of God. The promises of God are sure. They are the guarantee. And you are navigating through dark spaces. Amen. We are thanking God for the testimony of Justin Mack over his grandmother. Thank God that she has come out of surgery okay and he has healed yet again. The Lord bless you. We are praying for Verna Simmons, Harriet Shelby, Ashley Grant, Diane Hodge, Ralph Everett, Andre Hill, Mary Silvers, Cheryl Trappier, Denise Bryant Brooks, Nyasha Cooper, Shirima Abdullah, Justin Mack, Diamond Smichael, Latoya Nugent, Michelle Smith, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Patrice Taylor, Rosalinda Archbold, Michelle Tarua, Redonia Johnson, Shalisa Watson, Patricia Hill, Ruth Guzman. I'm telling you, I feel God tonight, y'all. My God, Johnny Stafford, Elaine Witherspoon, Chanel Kelly, Sandra Morris, Leo Krishnender, Amen. Celeste Johnson, Carolyn Comrie, Anita Harris, Shanika Muniz, Deborah Johnson, hallelujah. Lorraine Williams, Mika Stubbs. We're praying for Shaquana Johnson, Bernice Jones, Derek Dominic, Geraldine Hall, Hadia Holmes, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, LaDonna Silvers, Martin Merced, and Deborah Johnson. We are believing God, and I want to especially encourage those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. Please, please, please keep navigating. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Before you know it, you're going to be landed. And watch this on your feet in a new season, a season of light, a season of clarity, a season of movement. May the Lord continue to favor each of you, is my prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. Yes, Lord, we do. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Our thanksgiving is lifted unto you. Our hearts are so open. Our hearts are so ready. We are so ready to approach your presence with great humility. Oh God, but even in this humility, we come, oh God, with a confidence and appreciation that you have allowed us access into your presence. You told us to come boldly before your throne. And Father, here we are. Here we are with boldness. Here we are unashamed. Here we are with that authority that you have released and that you have given to us. Father, I give you glory this night. I praise your name. I worship you. You have given us all that we need to navigate, all that we need to get through, all that we need to come forward. You have blessed us. You have blessed us undeniably so. Your presence is so with us. You continue to be with us in every aspect of our lives. There is nothing that we have need of that your presence has not provided and have supplied. You supply all of our needs. You take such great care of us, even in our moments of panic and even in our moments of uncertainty. They are the moments of our humanity. They are the moments of our fragility. They are the moments of our vulnerability. There is no indictment against you. You are the perfect God. You're the God who takes care of us. You're the God who watches over us. You're the God who provides for us. You're the God who heals us. You're the God who causes us to triumph over the enemy. Father, there are enemies of the natural realm, then there are enemies of the supernatural realm. And every enemy that we have had in our lives, including your enemies, you have caused them to all scatter. Father, tonight in the name of the Lord, we are praying, oh God, for the insight. We pray for insight tonight. Whatever it is that we need to see as we are navigating through dark spaces. Father, give us night vision. My God, give us night vision that we will be able to have clarity even in the dark, that you will reveal to us your will and your purpose for even what's going on in the dark. Spirit of the living God, revive, revive us, revive our consciousness, revive us in the place of our spirit, revive us in the place of our consecration, revive us tonight in the name of the Lord, so that we will be set ablaze again, on fire for you. Father, I am praying that even now, nothing be able to discourage, nothing be able to despond us, nothing be able to offset us, for you have equipped us with a backup generator. That even when the enemy and when life's variables would try to cause a blackout, you have given us all that we need, a backup generator, the Holy Ghost down within our spirit, that we will begin to light up again, and we will begin to see clear again, and we will begin to speak faith again, and we would have the strength that we need to pursue and to recover and to overcome. You are the God who hears. You are the God who answers. You are working on our behalf even right now. You are working things out beyond what we can explain, beyond what we can even know. You are working things out. I want to say thank you personally tonight for working it out, for working it out for each and every one of my prayer partners. Now, God, tap each of them on the shoulder tonight. Give them a boost in their faith and a lifting in their spirit. My God, awaken their consciousness for the things of the Holy Ghost. Give them a fresh zeal in their consecration. Give them a reason to get before your presence once more and again. Father, somebody tonight that is on the line has lost hope. They have felt helpless. They have felt completely lost, wandering in the dark. But tonight, God, through this sharing and through this praying, they feel hope again. They feel help again. They feel, they can feel the beaming of the light again. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. The light of your son, not the S-U-N, but Father, let the light of the S-O-N shine. Let the light of your son shine upon us. Amen to God. Give us hope. My God, give us brightness. Give us brilliance for a future that you have already predetermined. Father, help us to know. Help us to see. Help us to see according to your will, not according to our own will, not according to the perspective of others, but help us to see according to your will. Break us through in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you glory tonight. We know, oh God, that what we commit to you in prayer, my God, you are faithful, more than faithful to perform. Father, I thank you that your mighty hand will be at work. Your mighty hand will lead and guide us. We have no reason to fear, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's dark here, but we have no reason to fear, for you're with us. You're with us in this moment. You're with us in this space. You're with us right in through here, and we say thank you. Your rod and your staff, it gives us comfort. My God, direct us. My God, instruct us, move us, lead us, guide us, and we will praise you forever. We will give you glory nonstop. We will bless your righteous and your holy name. Your name is worthy. It is wonderful. It is awesome. We give you praise now and forever. You are our God. You are our King. You are our master, our everything, the ruler of this entire world, the ruler of this entire universe, the ruler of all that is created. All that exists is under your rulership. You are in charge, and we pay obeisance to your deity. We give honor to your lordship. We give honor to your rulership. Continue to move. Continue to have your way, and we will praise you. In Jesus' name, we thank God, and we say amen. Come now, and let's once again praise the Lord. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's lift him up. Those of you on the Zoom platform, those of you on the conference line, come now. Let's praise him together. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Yes, 115 saints between our Zoom and our conference line. Let's praise the Lord, all 115 of us. Let's bless the Lord. Let's lift him up together. My God, we honor him tonight. We honor him tonight. We honor him tonight. May God's blessings continue to be bestowed upon you. May his blessings continue to pour upon you. May his blessings continue to be yours. I want you to hear me tonight before we disconnect from this line tonight, because we will connect again. But before we disconnect tonight, I want you to hear me as we are navigating through dark spaces. Saints, I want you to hear me. And I want you to hear me like you have never heard me before. I want you to really open up your spirit and hear what I'm about to say to you. This is a deposit that I believe is to stay with you for many, many, many days to come. You are not the darkness. The darkness is a deception. You are not the darkness. You are the light of God in the earth. The darkness is really offended by your presence, and the darkness seeks to black you out. The darkness seeks to blot you out. The darkness seeks to put out your light forever. But I want you to continue against all odds, being the light that God has made you to be in the earth realm. And when there is nobody to encourage you, you better encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Speak over yourself until strength comes. Speak over yourself until you feel like yourself again. Speak over yourself until your light is relit and your fire is ablaze. I want you to remember who you are and stand on the fact that God has perfectly made you. You are made in the image and in the likeness of God. You are not the darkness. You are the light of God, chosen of Him to be His light in the earth. Wherever you go, you are the light of God. And I want you to walk in that. I want you to embrace that. I want you to take that with you everywhere you go. That's why the enemy likes to try you when you go different places. That's why the enemy likes to try to cast a disparaging word over your name and over your reputation, because the enemy doesn't want you to be the light in all of these dark spaces. Oh, but here we come, saints. We are coming with the light of God. So perk up, change your countenance. Remember that what you go through is for your evolution and your elevation. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are who God says you are. The Lord bless you. Have an outstanding week. And the Lord willing, we'll talk again next week as we continue to pray, as we continue to impart. God bless everybody. Good night.